I'm gonna be real with y'all. Trading is one of the hardest things to partake in the world. However, once you reach the other side, you will be successful for life. That's when you get to the FU money. I don't need nobody. I don't need nothing except Wi-Fi. That's it.
It has to work where it has to work.
Y'all, we back for another show. And today I am so excited. Anytime I get to hear about money, learn a new skill, it just brings me so much joy because I know it's going to help you. Today we got the queen of trading, the queen of Forex, the queen of showing you guys how to win in the markets, y'all. Without further ado, I got my sis here, Jessica Lange. How you doing, sis?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for taking time to get on the show and just come teach me, man. I love, like, when I said I wanted to learn this game, I'm like, yo, there's no one better that can show me than you. So thank you for just taking time out to get on here.
No, thank you for having me.
So there's so much misinformation out here when it comes to trading, when it comes to the foreign exchange market, when it comes to a lot of things financial. I wanted to really take this time we got together to educate me on the foreign exchange market, right? To educate me on what trading is, what charting is, right? I see on your Instagram and through, they're like, yo, you helped so many people with charting. And then they say charting helps with stocks. It helps with Forex. It helps with a whole bunch of different things. So I'm kind of curious to even know a little bit about all of that.
Yeah. So first and foremost, charting is strictly understanding the movement of money from a technical analysis perspective. So what you're doing is
Gotta be smart for that.
Yeah. No, technical, I mean, not that. So look, so let's first start here.
Yeah.
In trading, you have fundamental analysis and you have technical analysis.
Got it.
Okay. Fundamental analysis is literally understanding what's happening in the economy, right? And different news events that are shifting the market. In fundamental analysis, you have things that move based off of supply and demand, right? And then you have things that move based off of economic indicators. Economic indicators can be something as simple as, you know, unemployment rate coming out on a Friday, or gross domestic products, or consumer price index. These are fundamental, I would say, economic market indicators that cause the market to shift and move. And then you have supply and demand perspective, right? Supply and demand is anything that happens in the economy that's causing the dollar to either rise or fall, or any currency for that matter. But that's dealing with, you know, geopolitical events, news events, wars, like all of these different things that's either taking liquidity into the market or moving it out.
That's good.
I said a lot, but
no, you good. I'm digesting. You told me something a little bit offline. You also said whether we know it or not, people in general, we all are contributors to the.
We are all contributing in the foreign exchange market. Yeah. Period. Point blank. Anytime you spend a dollar, right, you are contributing in making the currency move. Now, the thing is that it's all in front of our faces. Even the economy shifting is all in front of our faces. I encourage anybody, no matter what you do in the world, whether you have a online business where you are selling clothes, whether you have a makeup company, whether you have, you know, peer space and do homes and event spaces, all these different things, like understand the market because it affects everything. Regardless, you're gonna have to spend your dollar in some way, shape or form. Does that make sense?
No,
so like even when you go to the store right now, people are complaining about, oh, gas prices rising, or, you know, orange juice is super expensive, all these different things. But really all that is inflation. What does inflation boil down to? The market, the economy, what's happening in the economy. So understanding it, if you have to go through it anyways, why not understand it so that you can make money from it?
That's good. That's good. Let me ask you this, because I want to understand this concept. So now I know my place in the world as far as I'm a contributor to the market, right? Mm-hmm. How do I actually make money from the market? Like when people say you make money trading or in Forex, like how does that part work?
So knowledge. So we just talked about the fundamental analysis, and then you have technical analysis. Yeah. Now I have friends that make money from fundamental analysis only, where they're literally seeing what's happening in the world and trading accordingly and taking either buying or selling positions based off of particular news events. And then I have people who literally just look at the charts and see, hey, I'm at a level of supply or demand. So I'm going to either buy or sell here, or I'm at a trend line. I'm going to break and retest this to go into a buy. I know I just said a lot, but really it's just understanding the different technical perspectives of charting.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So
you make money either way.
Got it.
Right? Like, but technical analysis always give you insight to a fundamental news analysis happening. Does that make sense? So like at some point on my chart, I'm going to come to a level of resistance. At that level of resistance, if it's a heavy level.
Is this
level
what you be showing on your Instagram that I be seeing?
Yes. When
you, the red lines, the green.
Yeah.
Lines.
Okay. I know this is going a little deep. So people who don't know what I'm talking about, just bear with me for a second because I'm going to make it all make sense. Okay. So let's say I come to a heavy level of resistance. I might not understand what's about to happen in the economy that's about to cause the market to fall, but I know that I'm at this level of resistance from a technical perspective, right? Meaning charting. Now, when an actual news event comes out and let's say we lost, I'm going to give a simple example. Let's say we lost, I don't know, X amount of jobs. So the U.S. economy isn't doing as good as it should right now. When I come to this level of resistance and then I have this fundamental data to back it up, now I can go all in with my trade and have confirmation in the position that I'm taking.
Right.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm getting it. But listen, this is what I'm going to do. Because I already knew that this was going to be one where I got to really dive a little bit deeper. So Jessica was telling me about, like, she's been working on this event. Go to multiplyyourincomesummit.com. I'm going to be on there. She's going to be on there. Well, I'm going to be on there being a student. She's going to be on there teaching. Because I'm pretty sure in this however long we do the podcast, you're not going to be able to get all the game that she's delivering. Because even right now, I got to go back and understand it even more. So go to multiplyyourincomesummit.com right now. Go ahead and secure your seat. You said it's a 5-day virtual event, right?
Mm-hmm.
5-day virtual conference. So that means every single day I get to learn something new.
Every single day you get to learn something new.
Oh, yeah. Go to multiplyyourincomesummit.com. Let's finish, though.
All right, so let me break it down in more simple terms because I don't want people to lose me. I want you to be right here with me, right?
How do I initially set up an account? Is this like a Ameritrade? You know, when I set up you got to get a brokerage? Or?
Yeah, well, okay. You have to get a brokerage, but like okay. Really, okay, yes. So yes, you would set up a brokerage account,
okay.
Right? And then you would literally just trade based off of that. But actually take the trade in positions is how people make money. So the simplest form that I can explain this as, human behavior is inevitable.
Yeah.
Right? There are literally cycles and patterns of human data that is on your charts. So anytime you're trading, you're looking left to see price came here every single time. So 9 times out of 10, when it comes here again, it's going to fall if it came here previously until it breaks through, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm processing.
Okay.
Listen, I want you to understand this, please.
Yeah.
For me, it takes me sometimes 2 to 3 times to get something when it got to do with something technical. So you're explaining it good.
Okay.
I just got to...
All right. Grass well, for the people at home, this is the best bar that I can give you. You talked a little bit about dispelling myths and stuff like that, yeah. Right? Now, I do understand Forex has a bad rep. I've heard it, like, but it's really because of network marketing companies and social media and all of these bots where people, because Forex has the least amount of entry, meaning that anybody can participate in this market and make money.
Yeah.
Right. In a real estate market, you got to come to it with a 20% deposit in order to secure a property. And 9 times out of 10, people don't have that capital.
And credit.
Right. Right. And the credit. In the Forex market, all you need is a brain and an account. And then you can tackle into that market. But the problem is people don't actually learn the skill set that's acquired in order to make the money. But because it is the market with the least barriers of entry, a lot of people come into it without any qualifications and then say, oh, I'm going to teach you this. I'm going to teach you this. I'm going to teach you this. But they're not making money from the market. So then that's where you have all of the bots and all of these different things come into play, watering down the market. But the most wealthiest people in the world use the foreign exchange market to make money. If you don't call stocks a scam, then you should not call Forex a scam. And the reason being is because everything that happens in the world will always affect what happens in a company. But there is nothing that can happen in a company that's going to affect what happens in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if I'm working based off of even when COVID shut down, right? Or when COVID occurred, people were losing money in their stocks because COVID occurring affected people's businesses.
Yeah.
It affected corporations. It affected companies. But from a economic perspective, you still had the supply and demand and the fluctuations between currencies happening because trade was occurring.
Yeah. So, in other words, if a world disaster happened,
we're making money. Let me tell you. Russia and Ukraine war happened, right? I know that's not a world disaster. That's literally war. But when that happened, we were on European territory, right?
Yeah.
So I know the euro is going to fall simply because I have two countries going to war on this soil, right?
Yeah.
Euro JPY fell, Euro USD fell, all of these different currencies fell. People who understood it made money from it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's so important, no matter what facet you're in, is to just understand what's happening around you. Open up your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to affect you one way or another. You're just either going to be on the beneficiary side of it or the losing side of it.
Yeah.
You're either going to, okay, I can't control that gas prices are inflating right now. I can't control all of these things that's happening in the world right now, right? Like, it's gonna happen, it's inevitable. There are literally people right now complaining to this day, hey, prices are rising, but I'm not getting paid more at my job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand that concept, okay, what are you gonna do about it? Or are you just gonna keep complaining? Hey, prices are going up and I'm not getting paid more at my job. Oh, I need to find another job. Prices are going up and they're only trying to pay me this amount of money. No. Use the knowledge that's before you. You know prices are going up. Now dive deep. Why are prices going up? Mm. How can I use this for my benefit, for me to make money? Because clearly these institutions and things that are governing me aren't gonna pay me my worth.
Yeah, that's a fact. So what else is there? What are some other important things for me to note when I'm beginning to trade or chart? Like, what are some things that maybe I should look out for? I know you tell me, one, this is a skill set that you got to put some effort in to learn. But what are some things to look out for? Am I starting with a certain amount of money? I know you tell me about you had somebody in Nigeria that took like a few bucks to like several thousand dollars.
Yeah, I got a lot of stories like that. I have a student in Jamaica that took $250, okay, to a $2,000 account, then flipped that $2,000 account to over $700,000, right?
Crazy.
She was my first millionaire student about a year and a half. My first millionaire student. Her name was Chantel. I have another student. I always use Seki just because he's like one of my heart babies. He's in Tanzania, right? They make $1 to $5 a day. Seki literally put, I think it was $3. He started his account with $3. Now, of course, in America, we're not starting accounts with $3, but I'm just trying to,
in America,
I'm trying
Canada.
To understand. It just depends on you.
Yeah.
It depends on
depends
your,
on what you got.
Yeah.
To
yeah. It depends on what you have to invest, but the skill set is important. The skill set is the most important thing, because if you don't understand what you're doing, you're going to lose everything, whether you have $100,000 in your account or $100 in your account. Now, the beautiful thing about it is, again, it's the market with the least barriers of entry, meaning that I can start with a less amount and then there is no cap to how much I can make. So as long as I'm compounding efficiently and effectively and not over leveraging my account or anything, I can grow this income to an immense amount of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if I don't understand what I'm doing, again, I can have $500 and blow it right now, $1,000, blow it right now, $3,000 and blow it right now. So it's not the amount, it's the knowledge that you start with. That's key.
Let me ask you this. So first off, get the knowledge. That's number one.
That's number one.
But I heard you say multiple times the importance of compounding.
Yeah.
So tell me the process of compounding. Are you just doubling down on what's working, or is it your money keep growing?
Accumulation. So for instance, Seki that I was just talking about, him starting his account with $3, he flipped it to $600. Now, if I'm making $1 to $5 a week, right? And now I made $3 and turned that into $600 in a matter of a few months. That's some people's annual salary. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So compound that. Let's say you say, what's 20% of, I don't know, let's use easy numbers for people. So let's say you start an account with $2,000 and then you say, I want to flip it to, yeah. And then let's say you want to flip it to, you just pick how much your weekly goal is going to be. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. You pick a weekly goal and a monthly goal, and then you set those targets, and then you constantly compound your account.
Should the return be like, should it be 20? Is the goal 20% compound?
I mean, you can easily make 20% a month. You can actually make 20% a week. It's just that a lot of people do not have the discipline to sustain that over a duration of time. But like, let's say you start an account with $100. Making $20 off of $100 is nothing. You could easily make $120, right? Right?
What you're teaching me.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying if somebody had $100 and somebody said, hey, get 20 more, you could easily flip $100 into $120. But the right. problem is as the numbers start to grow, the psychological perspective is warped. And as we talked previously, like in the other podcast or whatever, if you are not accustomed to seeing certain numbers or seeing certain money, then your psychology is going to cause you to lose the money, literally not by skill, but by your own psyche. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, it's easy to say, hey, I'm gonna flip $100 to $120, but it's not as easy for somebody to say, hey, I'm gonna flip, yeah, or I'm gonna turn $100,000 into $120,000. Yeah. It gets harder as the numbers grow.
But the work stays the same.
But the work is the same. So it's not. It could be the exact same move.
So it's not harder. It's that the mental harder.
It's the mental harder. You know what I'm saying? Because again, we all look at $100 as nothing.
Yeah.
So we put $100 in an account, which I mean, again, nobody in America is putting $100 in an account, but you put $100 in an account, you could easily grow it to $120. But if somebody who's not used to having money, somebody gives them $100,000, they're going to be so scared of losing it that obtaining $120,000 isn't going to be as easy as, oh yeah, I flipped $100 to $120.
Right.
Dang. You know what I'm saying?
So you really got to take this mindset.
The psychology is literally the most important part to investing and trading. And like even outside of Forex, I mean, I trade currency, I trade commodities. So I dibble and dab into indices also. So I trade US 30, I trade gold. Like, but understanding technical analysis can help you with anything. Like I have literally students that do stocks. But they came to me for charting because the thing about it is with Forex, you have two economies that are against each other. I'm saying in a simple way for people to understand, but you're dealing with two economies, right? So the fluctuations are going to be way greater. Like there'll be more volatility than what you have in stocks. So if you can master Forex, right? You can 100% master charting stocks. So a lot of people would take my course strictly to help them in their stocks, which I mean, okay, let me say this. Stocks you are investing in, options you are trading. So they would use it to help them in their portfolios.
Say options you are.
Options are a derivative of stocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're trading options, but it's based off of stocks.
Got it.
Companies.
Let me ask you this, because you said it's important. Now I think this is just in every area of business, but sometimes we look at it as fluff mindset. You know how they call it? It's 1,000% needed in trading, as we just discussed. What are some things people should be doing to begin to develop that mindset of a successful trader? Are you reading a certain book?
Yeah.
Are you studying the market?
Let me tell y'all. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just got to tell y'all me. Yeah. Okay. I did not, but like I've talked about this before where I literally lost over $100,000. I was super depressed. I locked myself in a prayer closet. Okay. And literally was like, I have to figure out this skill set, because the $100,000 that I made was strictly based off of luck.
Mm.
It's something called beginner's luck.
Yeah.
In anything that you start to pursue. And then once you lose everything, you have to come to grips. Am I going to persevere, or am I going to allow this temporary defeat to be the end of me? Mm. Right. So I sat there. I was like, I went on like a strict discipline fast. Like I'm talking about, I read success books every day, listened to motivation, mindset, because I was down. And the only way I was going to get picked back up was to literally tap into myself and my higher powers. So like I talk about my faith, because ultimately I wouldn't be nowhere if it wasn't for God. But like you have to find that deep, that other self that's inside of you.
Yeah.
That other self that trusts your intuition, that other self that doesn't.
Listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class.
Doubt yourself, because in trading, right, when you take a position, you're going to start to see them numbers fluctuate. And when you start to see the fluctuations, it could literally make you second guess yourself. Like, yo, did I really see what I thought I saw before I took this position? Or like, am I tripping right now? Like, why am I going into drawdown? Like so forth and so on. Like it's so many different things.
What drawdown mean? Market?
Drawdown means, well, not, you're position not losing it. Your position.
Once I get into the trade.
Once you're in the position, the market is going to fluctuate before it gets to your TP, right? TP. So let's say TP is take profit.
All right, got it.
My TP is here. So this is my take profit.
Like I'm regular.
No, right, I got TP, you. So got this it. Is my take profit.
Yeah.
This is my entry point.
Yeah. Before I got in to trade it here, and the goal is to take profit up here.
Yes. Okay. So I could be saying I want, I don't know. Let's say we do five standards, $50 a pip, right?
Pip.
Every time pip is let's say it is, like, the best way I can explain it is, I mean, it's in stocks, it's used as like points, ticks, like the movement of price.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Got
it. So let's say the best way I can explain it, let's say I want to trade $5 per pip and you want to trade $1 per pip and the market goes up 100 pips, right? I now have $500, you now have $100.
Got it. Okay.
So that's the best way to explain it. Perfect. But let's say my TP is here, yeah, my entry's here, yeah, and I need price to get here, but before it gets here, it's fluctuating. So now I'm positive $1,000, then I go back down to $800, then I'm positive $2,000, I'll go back down to like $750, then I might even go negative $200. And some people psychologically will be like, dang, I should have took profit at $1,000, but not even realizing, no, your end goal is $10,000. Why am I going to shortchange myself if my TP is here? Mm-hmm. Like people start to second guess themselves when, let's say, the market doesn't take, like it takes a while for it to actually get to the take profit level, which they need to take profit at.
Mm, got it. So when you said something, like how do you determine if I'm going to say, yo, I'm going to take profit at 10,000, is there an indicator?
Well, so when you're looking at the market, that goes into your analyzation of your technical analysis. So when you look at the market, you're looking at previous levels of support and resistance. I use Fibonacci. Fibonacci is a tool that's used to measure the retrace of a counter trend based on the current trend of the market.
Yeah. Yo, one more. Listen, multiplyyourincomesummit.com. Or everything she just said is going to be there broken down. Like I'm coming with the pen, the paper, the laptop, the notebook, everything. Go ahead.
So I can have take profit levels on my Fibonacci, or I can have take profit levels based off of trend lines. I can have take profit levels based off of zones. And all of these are literally what is encompassed when people say, oh, I'm charting.
Okay.
It's drawing stuff on your chart, but it's literally adding confluences together. It's multiple confirmations to give you the reason as to why you're getting in a trade.
Got it.
And why you're exiting a trade.
When people are trading, how much time are people trading per day?
Not a lot if you know what you're doing. Yeah. The thing is that the
it's not a lot. An hour, 5 hours, 8 hours?
Less than that. Mm-hmm. Less than that. Okay, so for instance, right? Last week I took a position on, well, I took two positions. One of the positions that I took was a buy on gold. I bought it on Thursday at around 9 a.m. That's when U.S. market opens. Mm-hmm. I bought it around 9 a.m. And then, well, that's when the stock U.S. market opens. For Forex, it's 8. But I bought it around 9 a.m. I was out of that trade around, like, I think it closed around, like, 12. I set my take profit, so I didn't actually see it close. Like, it's just, you set so you it and set then you it. Leave it. Got yeah.
It. And it will just take it when it hit that number.
Yeah.
Can so you also do a stop loss?
Where- yes, you have a stop loss also. So you have a stop loss if the market goes the opposite way. But this is the thing, right? I don't enter trades that I do not have all of my confirmations lined up to execute. That's very important. Some people get in a trade and be like, it could do this or it could do this. If I don't have all my confirmations lined up, yes, I'm not guessing. In the market, there is no guessing. Trade what you see, not what you think. It don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you think that's about to happen. What happens is the most important part. What you see happening is the most important part. Don't marry a trade. Don't say, oh, well, you know, I got in at this position and I just like, this is the reverse psychology in trading, right? People hold on to their, people are fearful, right? When they are winning, but hopeful when they're losing.
They're fearful when they're winning and hopeful when they lose. Wow.
Meaning that when they're losing a trade, they hold on to it way longer, knowing you been should have closed it, but you're hoping that it's going to turn around. Yeah. So you stay in it and your account is just dwindling away, eating away, eating away, eating away. When that's not even a position that you should have been in. The structure is not there. Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
But then when you're in a winning trade, again, my take profit here, I'm looking at $10,000, but because it went up 800 real quick, I'm trying to close this profit without letting the trade play out. So they're fearful that, okay, it's not going to reach there. So take it before the trade is even ready or done with.
Before it's even at the level that it can, you can really
yeah,
make more
before
money
it's the money.
Yeah.
Like, the money is there and you know where it's going, but so many people, when it comes to psychology, it's like, They just like, oh, let me take this little bit while I can. Let me take this little bit while I can. And then be mad when the whole trade played out. And it's like, dang, like, why did I pull it? Well, you pulled it because you were fearful.
Yo, I've had the privilege to help hundreds and hundreds of people all around the world open up their own profitable event spaces utilizing my signature formula. Number one, how to find a space. Number two, how to fund the space and how to automate the space. I've been in Atlanta, Georgia now living for 2 years. My spaces are still in Philadelphia operating, doing extremely well because we use the same exact formula that I break down, right? If you're interested in learning how we can help you, I want you to go to eventspacesecrets.com, watch a training or book a call with our team to see if you are a good fit. Again, this is for you specifically if you're looking for other ways to leverage your money and turn that into other streams of income, right? I don't believe there's a better time than right now for you to get tapped into the information in the game that can help you. So again, go to eventspacesecrets.com, watch the training or book a call with our team to see if you're a good fit for this opportunity. Let's go.
I gotta ask you this because I did the interview backwards. I didn't get to know you. Man, I know you, but normally I ask a little bit about your life and we went straight into trading. How did you hear about, like, who exposed you to this game?
Yeah,
what made you say I'm going to go all in?
When I was 23, it was a girl that I knew. She bought a house at 23. I said, girl, run that back.
Yeah.
How you do that? Yeah. And she told me she was trading. And I was like, wait, what? Like, what is that? And then.
Is this the same person you told me made 100K in a day? Where you said, hold on.
No. That was right. A guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So it's two turning points. Somebody making 100K in a day and somebody buying a house at 23 years old.
Yeah. Her buying a house at 23 years old was like, oh, I'm in the wrong business. You know what I'm saying? Because some oftentimes, like I went to Spelman, graduated from Spelman, but it's like my dad was a career counselor. So he wants me to get a job. I'm getting a job, but am I getting freedom? You know what I'm saying? It ain't really add up. And I knew I didn't really want to work for anybody. It didn't add up.
So how long did it take you, I would say, to trade for you to get good?
So I would say I started end of 2017. April 2019 was when I realized, like, okay, I got this. I wasn't making an astronomical amount of money, but I was like literally, that's when I was consistent in profits. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and it's so crazy how like we once you get to a certain point, you kind of forget about the small wins. But like, I was just happy to consistently make $100 to $250 a day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, great. Like, and then the weekly goals come and then the monthly goals come. And then it's just, I just wanted to be consistent. Because once you're consistent, the byproduct, the money is a byproduct of your consistency.
Facts. Yeah.
The money comes when you're consistent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then I was one of those ones when I first started out in trading, I wanted to know so much about trading that I started to study everything and everybody, and that's what you should not do. That's the paradox.
Yeah.
Right? Because in trading, you can be exposed to so many different things that when you get to the market, you don't even really know what you're looking at because you got Ichimoku Cloud. These are all different ways in which people approach the market. But you have Ichimoku Cloud, you have Fibonacci, you have MACD, you have RSI, you have like the accelerators, so you have like all these different things. You're trying to figure out all these different ways. So I'm like, oh, should I learn from this person? Should I learn from this person? Like, oh, where do I begin? Like, how do I start? So I had learned so much knowledge that like I had not perfected anything. And I really wasn't understanding anything in depth enough to make me money.
Yeah.
Until I really sat back after I lost all that money. Cause really I will admit that before I got good, that beginner's luck was really just gambling. You go in profit and you like, oh, it's blue. Let me close this out. Whoop. $800 right here. Whoop. Here go another 250. Yeah. All right, here go another 500. And you compounding that. And then the numbers get big. And at the point where you're before your psychology is there, when the numbers get big, it's like, oh shit. It's like a adrenaline rush. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh my God. Like I remember the first time I saw that account, it was like 12,000 in profit. I was like, oh, let me secure this right now. Like, yeah. I can't believe it. And then it became a game where I would just use bigger and bigger lot sizes to see like, yo, how much I'm gonna get today. A lot size is a unit of measurement. So remember your lot size can be $1 per pit.
Yep, got it.
And mine can be $5 per pit.
Yep.
And then the pips moving,
Yep.
So your lot size is basically the percentage in which you're trading.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah. You
I'm
got learning. It. Yeah,
I'm
going to
figure it out one day at a time.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, yo, so then it became a gambling game. I'm like, oh, let me do 5 standards today. Let me do this today. Let me do this. And what messed me up was I traded US 30. So US 30 is an indice instead of a currency.
Indice.
Indice is an index fund. So you heard of Dow Jones?
Yes.
That's what it is, but it's in Forex, it's called US 30.
Got it.
Okay. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to hop in this. But I didn't know that the standards were different for indices than they were for regular currency. So imagine using 5 standards on regular currency and then now using 5 standards on or a 0.5 or a 5.00 on an indice. So now where 5 standards on regular currency can be $50 per pip, on an indice it's like $500 per pip. So imagine you get in an account and then you go $500 per pip or 500 per pip and then it drops down like 3,000 pips.
Yeah. You're done for.
And 100 each time is dropping down. So 3,000 times 500. Just imagine it. Like, I'm just giving an example. It's but it's like the account was gone before I knew it.
Yeah.
Like, in a matter of a day or two.
What, like, do you recommend people do I hear about test accounts, like paper money. You should do that. How long should somebody?
Demo accounts.
Yeah, do so demo it accounts depends. Before you so put some this real
is the,
paper
this
in
is the honest thing about a demo account. Most people don't have the discipline to really use a demo account in the way it should be used. I really think that advanced traders are the most, they use demo accounts the right way, right? So like, if I use a demo account, let's say an advanced trader will use it to increase their profits or to increase their lot size. So let's say they're so used to trading 10 standards, right? You have to train your eyes to see the money at a bigger price before it actually gets to that price. Mm. You have to train your eyes to see the fluctuations. So you have to, like, if somebody's looking to grow their account, I would say use a demo account to where, okay, you place, let's say, 5 standards in your real account, but then 10 standards in a demo account. So you can see what those numbers are going to start to look like bigger, because you can't just jump from seeing $1,000 in drawdown to seeing $100,000 in drawdown. You're going to lose your shit.
Right. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to train your eyes to see it. So I think demo accounts are great in that perspective. A new trader, you should use a demo account, but 9 times out of 10, most people, they don't have the attachment to that money. Yeah. So they end up gambling it. They're not really looking at it. They could take a trade and then not even look at it.
Trading is gambling.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Because I just thought about it. I bought an option for Apple and I don't think I took it. That's gambling if I lose that money. Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
That was random, but I just started thinking about, like, damn, I need that money.
Yeah.
So
I think that knowledge is important. Knowledge is power. But I think that knowledge in the right things will transcend you beyond what you could ever ask for, hope, or dream. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Trading is one of the hardest things to partake in the world. However, once you reach the other side, you will be successful for life. There is nothing that anybody can say. That's when you get to the FU money. Like, I make money with my brain. I don't need nobody. I don't need nothing except Wi-Fi and my brain. That's it.
And you know, I know she's telling the truth. When you pulled up in that Lamborghini, you called me, you're like, yo, I was like, huh, I think you should get an Evo. Next week you had an Evo. Like, how do I turn this? It was either you wanted to turn it purple or pink at the time.
Yeah. I wanted a pink one. It's so crazy. I remember that conversation. Yeah. I was like, yo, I want to get a Lambo. Station. And I feel like you thought I was joking.
I did. I think you were joking for sure. Next week, Lambo. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I think you ended up having your baby. And then your car is set for like a year.
Yeah. It's still in the garage.
And then the crazy thing, you cashed it out with Forex. That's when I knew Forex was real.
All cash.
I said, hold on.
No car note.
Yeah, no car note. That's why I could sit for a year and it don't matter. Golly. But no, I just really
wanted to. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no, I remember. I talked to you. I was at the gas station down the street from my apartment. This was like probably 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was talking about mine, like, it's the best, this, and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought
you would have called again to ask for some advice on, and next week you had one. I'm like, or it might have been 2 weeks, but it was like, a lot of people just say that crap. I'm like,
oh, no, really? I wanted it. I wanted it. You had yours.
Yeah.
You got your wife hers.
Yeah. I think, and I was like, your boy Q had. He's a car collector. So he had a bunch
And
of
I
stuff.
Was like, nah, I want me one of those. Yeah. But my dad loves cars. Like, he has a whole bunch of old school, like, 1963, 1967 Corvettes and stuff. So, like, I come from a car collector's family. Yeah. But, like, I didn't want no hot rod. I wanted speed.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy.
I wanted the supercar.
You did that.
I did that.
You still got to turn it pink or purple if you choose to. If you get time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just appreciate you coming on. And I'm grateful for just the insight that you gave me in this short period of time. But I'm going to be learning all the way on a virtual summit. I want you to let people know just a little bit about what you're going to discuss so people can really understand. I know they're going to learn a bit about chart and they're going to understand – psychology of trade.
Yeah. The psychology is really important. And not only that, you're going to have speakers that's going to break down literally so many different valuable facets that you need in order to be successful, not just in trading, but successful in general. Because remember, it starts here first. Like, you cannot be a successful trader without understanding yourself first. So people breaking that down, and then me actually diving deep into the charts and then going deep into how to make money from the charts and giving you tangible stuff to take home and go home with, so that then you can apply it in your everyday lives. And then of course you guys have Sunday night calls where you can hop on literally to the end of time. I will always be doing those calls where you guys can ask me questions and then really like ask me, you know, how do I do this? What is it that I'm missing? So forth and so on.
Powerful, y'all. Listen to me. Game changer. Multiply Your Income Summit, right? Multiply Your Income Summit.
Multiply Your Income Summit.
Y'all. And just really get the game. Like, I promise you guys, one of the best and greatest things you will ever do is learn a skill. And the thing is, she talked about FU money or whatever. Like, once you learn a skill, you can do whatever you want. Why? Because you know you can go print with your brain, like
whenever
she said.
You want. Yeah. You, one of my students said it best. My student from Jamaica, she said, yo, I feel like I'm an ATM. Whenever I want to make money, I could just wake up in the morning and make it. Wow. And that's the most beautiful thing. Because after you get to that point, then you start to discover what your purpose is in life. Because really, most people wake up, they never find out what their purpose is, because every single day that they wake up, they go work a job because they need money. When you have as much money as you want in the world, then you find out what your purpose is. Because then from there, you can impact lives and start different businesses or
you
whatever.
Building a school.
Whatever. Yes, me building my school, like whatever feats or things that you want to partake in life. When money isn't out of the equation, who am I? You know?
Wow. When money's not an equation, who am I? And what do I want to do?
What do I want to do?
That's a good question. If money was not an option, learn how to trade or chart.
Yeah. Right? If you did not have to stress about money, if you didn't need money, if you had all the money in the world, who would you be?
Yeah.
What would you do?
That's good.
You know?
Hey, and as my guy Wallow say, and it's just like that, y'all. We'll see you guys on the next show. Make sure y'all click the link below to go ahead and grab yourself a ticket to Jessica's amazing event, y'all, where I'm going to go learn. You better be learning. We see you on the other side.
See you on the other side.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below. Share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neil DeViso, same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.